Fair, but when people are like, somebody's mic's not turned off. Right.
Forgot to turn off my camera. Whoops. You guys want to see my shit? You guys want to see my turd?
Can't believe we're going around this again. Oh, not about the topic. It was my poop around the can.
Let's do this, girl. Thank you.
Whatever Ryan wants, we'll do.
Thank you. Really?
Sure.
Whatever I want?
Within reason. Steve's got to poop, so we got to keep going.
No, I farted. It's good.
All right, good.
He shit his pants.
Well, welcome to Circle Jerks. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. With me in the studio is Steve Shitty Pants.
I will confess, it does not smell like petunias over here. Right now.
I'm so glad you're kind of far away. Thank God.
And Ryan, who is outside the poo zone.
Thank God. I don't want to smell his ass, dude.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This will be our second of our tainted election shows.
You said taint.
Yeah. Steve's taint is quite stanky at the moment. The other thing, we're not a political show at all.
We aren't?
No.
Oh.
We are probably the least political show we have, but yet we're going to do this anyways.
This should be
you
perfect.
Know, we pulled off a presidential debate.
We were awesome, by the way.
And yes, my two candidates could not have played that out better. If you haven't listened, go back and find it. It is quite excellent, the answer. I did get tempted to go buy Pizza Hut after the election, and I definitely missed the deep dish from Pizza Hut. Pan is okay, but I think deep dish is where it was at.
Deep dish is fire.
So, throughout this campaign, Ryan, how many text messages are you getting?
Dude, it is a never ending, at least 5 to 10 every single day, dude.
Steve, you're about the same, huh?
It ebbs and flows. For a while there, I was actually taking the time to send them back.
Fuck off.
Links. I did that a few times, but no, I would go out to the election campaign rules around spam texts and robocalls, and I would send them the link, and they
That's too much effort.
I had it bookmarked, and
it was a safe text.
They would actually immediately respond, sometimes with a real human, and sometimes just immediate. You've been you know. And then I just finally just started either saying fuck off or stop.
I usually, so the iPhones now have that report junk.
And I do that afterwards. Then I hit report junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're breaking the law. So
I mean, it is nonstop.
It's not. I got fucking two while we were playing Call of Duty earlier.
And you always wonder, like, what are we getting, like, out of this? What are they getting out of this? Are there people that believe in this stuff? And
yeah.
That's the scary thing, because I brought in what is about 2 weeks of mail ads to the studio today, and I passed them on to my compatriots. And I mean, they are quite interesting. Ryan, is there anything that has caught your eye so far?
Yeah,
the one fumble through.
Yeah, the one that really makes me laugh is it says, when Donald Trump insults a war hero like John McCain, he's telling us what kind of person he is. Well, first of all, John McCain was a turd burglar anyways. And like, I don't know why everyone seems to think that if you're a veteran, you're like off limits from being a shitbag. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, 80 to 90% of the people in the military are shitbags.
Yeah, but it's not because they're in the military.
No.
Right? It's because you can, generally speaking, many people are shitbags because poor parenting,
sure.
Poor emotional control or whatever.
But people seem to think that, like, if they're a veteran, they're off. Yeah, they're, like, off limits for being a shitbag.
That has nothing to do with what we're going through here. That's a total different
sociology
thing.
Sure.
But there is nothing in there telling you why.
No. I mean, it's
Kamala
just
is better, right?
No, like, it's basically just slandering Donald Trump, essentially.
So,
is what it
so,
is.
And in similar fashion, on the opposite side of the spectrum, this one that Bobby shared,
I have that one.
Says it's two sided, you know, and it says positive green check mark for Trump.
Sure.
Bad red X for Kamala. Oh, it says, under President Trump, home ownership was affordable for all Americans. During Trump's presidency, mortgage interest rates dropped 32%, reaching a low of 2.77%. Under the Biden-Harris White House, home ownership is out of reach. And it goes on to talk about how it's 7.75.
Damn, I don't have that trading card.
What always mystifies me, whether you're talking this specific talking point or any talking point related to these political nonsense things, is it's a lagging indicator. Of course the rates were low under Trump because we were going through a pandemic and the fucking economy was on the verge of collapse. And so everything dropped to keep everything in line, and they swung the pendulum too far. And then once he got out and on the tail end, everything started climbing. Again, a lagging indicator. Any presidency, it doesn't matter who it is, right or left, that presidency is inheriting the shit that came before them. Every fucking time. So if something's good under one politician, you can pretty much almost always look to the previous administration because it's a lagging indicator.
I this one is very interesting. So this one's
Who's it for?
This is pro Kamala.
Okay,
that's a whole. That's a pamphlet. That's like a magazine.
Yeah, like I already hate it. It's too much to read. I don't like reading. As president, and I'm pretty positive. Some of the shit she hasn't even fucking talked about. But let's just see. As president, Kamala Harris' opportunity economy plan will, and then there's check marks, bring down costs on groceries, food, and gas.
How?
No how there.
Okay.
provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 in down payment assistance on a new home. Sure they will. Negotiate lower.
Okay,
let me teach you something about if they're going to give you $25,000, that means there's going to add $25,000, yes. Knowing you're going to get $25,000.
Usually that's how it works.
Potentially, but also big statements like that. Again, doesn't matter right or left. Doesn't matter. Sure. Those things have to be enacted into some kind of law. Sure. Very rarely can a president do it, a presidential order.
You know what this sounds like? You know, like a statement like that, you know what it is?
Bullshit?
Sure, but it's you and I running for a student class president saying I'm going to bring a new Coke machine into the and coming out with some outlandish statement.
Free M&Ms for everybody.
Everybody's going to get free Coke. That's exactly what that is.
Of course. Now, obviously, Biden's worked some things with the student loan topic, but sure. The reality is,
if he can remember that he did that.
It doesn't matter which one of these we pick up. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle. It doesn't matter who it's for.
Or if it's a senator or...
Or if it's federal or state or county or city. It doesn't matter. This is all bullshit.
What I also love in here is it says... This is reading about Kamala. The daughter of a working mom. Vice President Harris was raised in a middle-class home. She has spent her entire career fighting for the people. Yeah. As a prosecutor, she locked up sexual predators. As a California AG, she cracked down on gangs trafficking at the border. And as vice president, she helped create 16 million jobs and cap insulin at $35 for seniors. No. Would love to fact check this because I'm pretty sure it's fucking
bullshit.
Well,
and that's the problem with all this stuff. Like, I'm literally... Looking this up. Look, most of us come from families in which our parents and more than likely both parents worked. It's a rare thing unless you live in a certain level of class.
Yep.
Or
not the middle.
Or maybe a certain religious doctrine and culture where that's not the case. So that is not a talking point. I give a flying fuck about. What I care about is maybe you came from small means. Where are you at now?
She's a billionaire.
How much can you relate to the average person in this country? Again, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, but I'm trying to find her net worth. Bobby, do you know what it is?
Oh, I mean, she raised $1 billion, so.
No, but that's campaign stuff
I don't know.
She's a millionaire.
She has as of 2018, according to opensecrets.org, she ranked 38th in the Senate with an estimated net worth of $3.499 million. Regardless of what her parents may or may not did in terms of working class, is irrelevant at this point.
Because the three of us could liquidate everything we have. And
still not touch that.
Yeah, not even be close.
And me and Steve are homeowners.
Yeah. And, you know,
I'm almost 40 and can't afford to buy a home because interest rates are 9%.
$25,000.
According to this pamphlet, Ryan, it's because under the Biden-Harris White House, that's why.
Oh, motherfucker, dude. I would have never guessed that.
But if you elected Biden-Harris White House to have Harris in the front, you'll get $25,000 to buy your house.
I can't wait to you know, not get any of that when that doesn't happen.
You know where they should take that money from?
And shove it up their ass?
To give you is right out of Wall Street banks.
No, that's a great – no, where they should do – this is just an idea. I don't know. I think it was like $46 billion we sent over to Ukraine. They could have taken that $46 billion, and instead of sending it to Ukraine, they could have kept it here and used it for the people that actually need it. Or I don't know.
Hold on.
I'm not done yet. Oh. Or what they could have done is they could have taken that $46 billion and gave it to the people in Florida that just got decimated by a hurricane and only got $750.
Now, the Rock and Oprah are going to buy Florida like they did Hawaii.
Yeah, they will.
Right.
The whole Florida situation has always kind of befuddled me because, you know, I don't wish ill will on anyone.
Dude,
you know,
$750 is a joke, bro.
No, I totally agree, right? That's not even going to help you with a month's worth of expenses.
I just put $40 in gas to get here.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess my point is there's certain areas of the country where we've known for a long time that these things happen.
No, and I agree.
And they happen. And they happen so much, in fact, that the insurance companies are pulling
out
of certain
states. It's your choice to move there. I live there for 7 years.
Yeah, and it sucks if that's where your livelihood is tied.
Sure.
You know, I get that. But at some point, as a species, not just as an individual, but as a species, you have to step back and go,
sure.
Maybe this isn't tenable.
Well, it's the same thing when you jump in the ocean and you get bit by a shark. You're in their domain. So like if you live in Florida, I lived there for 7 years. You live in Florida, you know that at some point,
gators,
it's not if, it's
sharks,
when, a hurricane is going to hit there.
Like a hurricane sharks?
Sharkicane?
I mean, some of those houses got totally flooded and fucked, and they went back to get into their houses and gators.
Like, yeah, so like I went through two hurricanes. Wait, there's a ghost speaking here.
Gators everywhere.
Yeah, I lived there. I went through two hurricanes when I lived there. One was a Category 3.
Like to drive those little gators around.
That's a different gator.
Sorry.
I went through a Category 3 and a Category 4. When I lived there.
And it's also his autism spectrum.
Did you batten down the hatchets?
No. So the two that we went through, the three wasn't that bad. The four, I lived in Panama City Beach at the time.
Oh, okay.
And we lived like a block off the beach, and the water table was all the way like up into our front yard.
It's not a very deep beach either.
No, like, it's not down there. So like I remember about an hour before the eye hit, because the eye was like a direct hit. We had a basketball goal outside and the wind was blowing it where like it would blow up and it literally was, it wouldn't come down. That's how like bad it was blowing and like sideways rain.
Did you see those people that sunk 8-foot concrete foundation around their house and put in anchors and strapped their house down with ties?
We're going to go to Home Depot, get some of them tie downs, and we'll ratchet this thing tight.
This motherfucker ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere.
I really want the follow-up on...
If it stayed.
If it did, man.
So, if that worked, you can put balloons on top and float this house like up.
Yeah. Like, even to go off that, like, let's talk about Hawaii. Hawaii burned down. They sent them $700. That's a fire in Hawaii is not something that obviously...
Okay. So, I wanted to use this to try to transition into like real issues, because what you guys are actually talking about are real issues that we deal with in the United States that we don't have,
mm-hmm.
like that are not on the ballot, but they probably should be as like talking points to kind of reassure the American people. But they don't go on it. They go on it like, you know, why I did the debate last week between Ryan and Steve is because I've watched these guys argue like two presidential nominees about the dumbest shit in the world that really have nothing to do with anything, but they'll fucking fight with each other about it all fucking day. And that's what we get out of the debates. I don't know what any candidate's running for. I only know the other candidate's a piece of shit. And when I say the other candidate, it just matters what I'm watching on TV at the time, because they show all these ads through football. And unfortunately, I wanted our 11-year-old presidential correspondent to chime in this week, but I couldn't get her to record. But she will at one point, so she could tell you everything she's learned from YouTube on the presidential candidates and Ruben Gallegos and Carrie Lake and everybody else from the Arizona like public elections, because I have an 11-year-old that watches YouTube and Reels and everything else, and she hears all these things all the time.
Well,
and again, we don't hear like what the real issues are. It's just like I brought it up last week. It's like Kamala Harris spent money to transition a prisoner. Okay, that's the less than the half of the 0.5%.
Yeah, well, that's yeah.
You know, we're talking about, you know, three people in all of the prison.
Yeah.
Like, how does that really affect,
doesn't affect
the greater community of America and where we're going?
It, at the end of the day, as much as I said earlier that all these pamphlets and the material printed on them, or even what's stated on national television through interviews or at rallies or on talk radio.
Rallies, the burger joint?
Yeah. It really doesn't matter the form factor in which you're hearing so any good. Of this information or any of these talking points. It's all bullshit, and it will always be bullshit, because at the end of the day, these people don't really have the power that they're claiming that they ultimately believe they have. That ship sailed a long time ago. This country is we replaced a monarchy when the founding fathers of this country fought against Britain and left Britain to form this country. We just replaced a monarchy with a bunch of oligarchy. That's all that happened.
I would really love to see.
And so instead of one king, a central king that could, you know, always be a tyrant, you have hundreds of kings, and they're all in the form of billionaires. That's who controls this country.
I would really like to see, like, if we were able to, like, you know, resurrect the founding fathers and, like, hey, here's what the country is.
You want
to
know what they would say, Ryan?
They'd probably poop their pants.
I'll tell you one of them in particular would be Thomas Jefferson, and he would be absolutely irate and livid over the current push around the Christian nationalism and this belief that this was a Christian nation, when in fact it wasn't. The entire framework was based on the Greeks and based on a lot of Greek ideologies and even Greek mythology in terms of the gods and deities.
Gods and deities would so, like, I buy into those stories more than I do Jesus.
Sure. Well, and so makes the fact sense. That
better movies.
The fact that
way better movies.
Certain things have been added over time, like God to the Star Spangled Banner or anything of that nature. That was a recent thing that happened in our parents' lifetime.
It was like 1950
something. 52. Yeah. We weren't a Christian nation. We'd never been a Christian nation. They fought to get away from religion because of the Catholic Church and the hold that it had. And by the way, Rome didn't fall. Rome evolved into the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah. I think the thing that, like,
learn your history.
Whitewash history for everything that makes it fluffy and easy.
You can't use that term whitewash.
I can use whatever I want. It's my fucking show. My name's on it.
Oh.
Wait, your name is Circle of Jerks?
If you actually look
legally,
at
legally.
Legally, his name's
yes,
Circle
I've
of Jerks.
Changed it.
I would really love to see what they think about all of this and what they think about, like, even both the candidates, what they think about all the way that, you know, the last 50 years.
You want a Bill and Ted's type scenario to where they're
so,
like,
sick. So sick.
And Steve, like, I'm not claiming I'm like the smartest man when it comes to this, but just the fact that, like, when Biden stepped down, Kamala Harris got instantly pushed into the next.
She didn't have to do shit.
Candidate.
Yeah, she just, boom,
and,
she's
like,
the president.
Wasn't voted that way. Just that, like, that whole thing seems weird to me. I've never, like, I mean, we've never experienced it in our lifetime to where just something like this happened and then somebody else stepped in. At least I can't remember.
Oh, you mean in terms of that you said the Biden and then Harris stepping in?
Yeah. After Biden stepped down as the presidential nominee of what was he was elected.
I mean,
to.
Look, at the end of the day, all of these clowns on that side of the aisle had no business even supporting him in the first place. And the fact that they thought that was their chess move calls into question any of their leadership, right?
Well,
and I would argue the same applies to the left. In fact, I would argue burn all of it the fuck down and hire all new people. This, we are the boss.
Okay. And yes. So, like, I wanted to see what the mainstream media or people think are the issues that affect us, the normal people. So they have trade and supply chain. technology with AI and, you know, how it's handled, taxes, regulatory environment, you know, back to like the Paris Accord and all that stuff, especially with and then climate environment, that was more, and then workforce, you know, bringing jobs within the border. Now, the funny thing I find about climate and environment is, you know, the Paris Agreement, and we're doing all this stuff for energy and all this other stuff, yet we've cut down 10,000 trees to make us 10,000 pamphlets that I brought in. I mean, I'm just one voter of the millions and millions.
You're killing the rainforest.
You're telling me that all these pamphlets didn't change your mind?
No, not one. I just,
well, what the fuck?
I brought them here so they filled Mike's trash can instead of mine.
Wow, we thought for sure they would change your mind.
Yes, 100%. But like, are these the issues, Ryan, that affect you?
No. Honestly, dude, like looking through here, like the only thing that, like, you know, obviously the housing one, but I don't believe anything that these fucking things say. These are like the Sun. These things are like the Sun tabloid, is essentially what these are.
Elvis is still alive.
The way I look at these is like, you know, you trusting someone on the internet to send you money and you give them your social security number. Like, that's essentially what these are. Completely off topic,
hold on real quick. Hi, Robert. This is Sharon with Arizona Democratic Party working to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Waltz. Voting is underway in Arizona, and we're reaching out to you, ask if we can ask for your support for Kamala Harris.
Tell her to fuck off.
This is a text that I just got.
You
right
just
now.
Got that?
Yeah.
I had recently.
I really feel like I should open my ballot that's sitting right here and cast my vote based on that text.
Yeah, I changed your mind.
100%.
I recently, this about a week ago, got a message over Instagram in my hidden whatever the requests. Hey, do you live in blank? No. Who are you? Well, just so you know, there's someone on Plenty of Fish using your photos, and I sent them Bitcoin, and they stole from me. And I said, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but like...
Was this a scam on top of a alleged scam?
Apparently. I don't know.
I would assume that's exactly what
Inception
it is.
Scam.
Essentially,
yeah. Scamception.
Yeah. Scamception. Essentially, some person used my fucking photos on Plenty of Fish. This lady talked to him for a year. And here's what kills me is they...
Don't give anybody Bitcoin.
They took my airsoft photos and then pretended that they were overseas, which I again, don't understand how that works. And I was
thank
like,
you for your service.
Yeah. My cervix. Thank you for my cervix. Yes,
thank you for your cervix.
Dude. And the lady sent him money.
These are Bitcoin, people that are voting.
And these are the motherfuckers that are voting. These people cannot literally. I said, ma'am, you sent money to a person you've never met.
Did you
on
ask
the
if
internet.
This was the Bitcoin wallet and give her yours?
I should have, dude. That would have been. Actually, I am overseas. I need some more Bitcoin. Can you send me one Bitcoin, please?
One. Dude,
On one hand, I hear what you're saying, right? On the other hand,
this is how stupid people are.
Right. But on the other hand, there's a deeper reason.
Because I'm good looking?
No, man. The absolute laughingstock that is the education system in this country.
Sure.
And going back to the previous point about working class and all this stuff, it wasn't perfect, certainly, but at a moment in time in this country when the American dream was the American dream that we grew up seeing with dad goes off to work, mom runs the house, and then there was the whole civil liberties movement.
When we were back-to-back World War champions.
Right. Now, I'm not saying women didn't deserve what they got. No, they absolutely did in terms of the right to vote and all these things. But then what ends up happening is this pendulum swung so far in a direction.
Hit them right in the fucking taint.
And the puppeteers of the country seized the opportunity because now they have designed and architected a system in which now both parents have to work. So what ends up happening is you don't have kids in most cases being properly raised And we certainly don't have an education component. And education through the public school system or even private is never the full solution, right? It's a piece of the solution. The other piece is, how strong is that nuclear family? How healthy is that nuclear family? How well are those parents able to raise those children? Well, and create, it's both halves have to come together.
Sure.
And then you can produce a really thoughtful, hopefully thoughtful, articulate human being that can suss out this kind of nonsense. Now, on top of that, what could happen in some of these cases, obviously, is there's a demographic of an age demographic, right, where they don't aren't as well versed or savvy with technology and things of that
nature.
And
I think that's the case.
And so that could be the case, right? So there's nuance to this.
So
I guess is my point.
The reason that, like, two things. I'm gonna jump on two things you brought up. One, you have to remember too, and this is the point you were trying to bring up, is that the education system nowadays isn't the same. Kids aren't being taught the same way. They're being
no kid left behind.
Yeah, they're all being coddled,
which didn't help.
Yeah, and they're all being coddled and they're all being taught a specific way. The other thing is to bring up your technology point. A lot of times, what I see is, and I'm not blasting, but these people that message me this stuff, these ladies, they're all older.
Are they hot? Boomers.
No, they're all older, and they don't understand technology, and they don't understand that you can't trust someone on the internet, that they are who they say they are, unfortunately.
Did she want my Cash App Bitcoin?
No, she didn't
you
want
know
any
what
of
I,
that stuff.
You know what
she,
I would,
she wasn't, dude, did she message you? Because I feel like...
You don't think I'd take somebody's money?
You're probably the one stealing my images. That's
he's
what
he's got
is.
A whole bot farm doing.
Yeah,
this.
Got a bot farm.
Can I get at least a percentage of that, please? That's fucking bullshit.
Plausible deniability.
What's frustrating
send
is
me
going
some cash.
Like when you talk about the 700 or 750 or whatever these people get. You know, we all pay an absolute ass load of taxes.
Oh yeah.
And again, the system is constructed such that we pay all the taxes. And the ultra wealthy, the Kamalas and the Trumps of the world, don't, because the tax system is actually designed for them. And so we're footing the bill for all this shit at the end of the day.
Yeah, of course.
Double Irish tax.
But then it doesn't come back. It doesn't come the way it should, because at the end of the day, those taxes are supposed to fund the things that we all benefit from, which you can cry anti-socialism rhetoric until you're blue in the face, but even your insurance that you pay for, whether it's health insurance, car insurance, there's a myriad of different ways. Those roads that you drive on, that is socialism. Mm-hmm. We are all, the water you drink, the toilet that you can flush your turds down in, goes into a sewage treatment facility that your taxes, all of us aggregate. That,
if you live in Arizona, doesn't do a very good job.
It doesn't do a very good job. Where's that money in terms of applying it to education properly? And then I would take it a step further. We need to look at the education system, back to your point, and say, in this day and age, there are certain things that aren't being taught well and or had never been taught. And I think the sciences should be top of the list. I think civics. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Civics. Teach people about, really spend time, how the system works.
How about you teach people how to do their taxes?
Or civics classes. And I would say a big arm of this, and you know, you probably took a psychology class,
sure,
maybe,
yeah,
or
I did.
Sociology.
I got a D for arguing.
There should be a class every year probably I would argue sixth grade on, that's just cognitive behavioral science, that allows people to learn and process, learn about their emotional state, learn how to, especially in those formative years when you're going through puberty.
You don't understand what you're
doing. You don't understand what's going on. And that's some of the most trying times.
Yeah.
We need to do better at helping people be better people.
You know what, dude? Like, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I think
you guys sound like way better candidates.
Yeah, dude, here's the
especially
thing.
Especially than last week.
I don't want the fucking job, but I could do a better job, I think, than most.
I think
it's
wild to me when you look at any job, like any position of power, right? Like we talk about all the time. Let's circle back to things that we know really well.
Okay.
We look at DC and Marvel. Okay. And we look at DC put out movies that shit the bed, because the WB and all those people come through and they just destroy the scripts and they just ruin everything. Right. Mm-hmm. And instead of having someone who knows what the fuck they're doing and knows the source material, a la fans, to come in and say, hey, you guys are fucking this up. Fuck off. If we do it this way, like that Ben Affleck movie they were going to do with Arkham, which probably would have fucking been amazing. And then they fucking shit on it. It's any job like that where you take someone who knows what they're doing or someone who is in the real issue.
I'll take it a step further, Ryan. You want to know the best litmus test on who you should be choosing for your leader?
Mm.
And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about
doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter if it's a manager of a baseball team.
Sure.
It doesn't matter if it's a manager at a company, whether it's McDonald's or a corporation. It doesn't matter if it's a politician or even a president. The number one litmus test in any of these scenarios is you shouldn't pick the person that wants it.
The person that wants it should
be the biggest red flag for anybody in any position of power. The people
that want it.
Why
try to promote me at my unnamed corporate job? Because I do not want to be in
because
management.
Because you don't want it. Because the people that don't want it are actually going to
take advantage of it.
Exactly. Yep. They don't want it in the first place. And usually when they step up, it's because they're compelled to for whatever reason. And usually it's altruistic. It's the ones that crave the power, that strive for it, that want it, that grasp at it. That's sociopathy.
They ask me all the time. They're like, "Oh, what do you think about management?" I go, "I think it sucks.
I think it would suck.
I'll manage product and projects and programs, but I will not manage people."
Well,
you don't manage people; you lead people, and there's a delineation there, and that's something that most people don't understand. I understand, Bobby, but in the reality of the world, and this is straight out of the Marines playbook, you don't manage
people;
you manage things. You lead people.
Are we talking about Ms. Marine or John Cena Marine?
I'm just talking the Marine Corps.
Oh. Or G.I. Jane. She was a Marine, right?
I don't know if she was, but I know, Jack Nicholson was. Again.
So was Rob Riggle.
Perfect example of someone in power and how they abused it.
Mm.
Right? It's a real simple litmus test in life. Anybody craving power should be met with extreme caution.
Death.
Whoa! I was going to use prejudice.
In my second litmus test, and I joke about this.
Is how big their cock is.
No.
Oh.
How big of a cock they can take.
And I joke about this at work, and everybody gives me grief about it. But, they know nerdy, obviously, right?
Yes, you are.
It's a very simple question. And not to paint Tony Stark in the worst light, because he has his qualities. But if you're going to make a choice, ask yourself, what would that choice be if Cap made it? If Steve Rogers made it, and what would that choice be if Tony made
it? You're preaching to the choir, because I was always Team Cap.
And there's a reason why I say that, right? Because Tony was very selfish in a lot of his decisions and choices throughout the comics and in the movies. Doesn't make him a terrible person. It makes him ill-equipped to be a leader. And Cap proved, at least in the movies, right off the bat, why he was chosen.
Well, we're getting nerdy here, but in Civil War, the comic book, it was always Cap's choice. His choice was always better than Tony's, because he was a natural leader. The point is, man, we could fucking talk here for 4 hours, and no matter what we say or do, ain't going to change shit. And we just kind of have to go plugging along.
Well, maybe
and
we
get,
can
get these.
If anything, maybe something we say resonates with somebody out there, and it causes them to take a step back and maybe think a little bit.
Yeah, we're all writing in fucking Mickey Mouse. Let's go.
No, Mickey Mouse is a fucking dictator. Disney just put $400 fast pass in. Calm the fuck down.
Wait, what? There's a $400
Yeah. All the prices have skyrocketed.
They raised the annual pass again, and then they have a $400 one day, one park fast pass now.
So how much is that annual pass now?
I think it's $18.99.
Jesus fucking Christ.
A person.
It's bananas, dude, the way and Bobby, you and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago, that they raised the Disney Plus price, right? Yep. So this is a overcompensation for years of mismanagement and bad decisions.
They need to unfreeze Disney's head.
And the consumer, just like in all, the whole inflation thing, everybody's dealing with that, right? But
how do you think Walt would react to unfreezing his head to see the kind of cast members that they hire now?
Jesus. Fuck, dude. Walt would lose his head.
But, everybody's all talking about inflation, again, on both sides of the aisle, right? But it's not just inflation. Shrinkflation has now been proven to be an utmost fact. So not only are prices going up, as Bobby just illustrated, some consultancy just did a report, and I saw a brief synopsis of it. All of the products have shrank. The volume in products.
Doritos shrunk their bag, and fucking people flipped out because there's not enough air in it now. It's like, wait, what?
No, they shrunk the weight of all the products. Toilet paper has less sheets on the roll and is more pricey.
But it's bouncy, and it has waves in it.
And it feels good on my butthole.
But it's not just because of a rebound.
What?
What?
your tongue's on my butt.
Jesus. It's not just because of a rebound of what happened post COVID and the economy. Look, this is greed.
Look, dude.
And so to Bob or to Mike's point earlier, get the money out of all these equations.
Look, dude, here's the thing. And people need to understand this. All this talk about inflation, unfortunately, as we progress in the years and future goes forward, everything is going to inflate at some point.
But do you understand why that happens? There's two levers.
Yes, but what I'm saying is you have to understand that this thing isn't always going to be a dollar. No matter.
Costco hot dog would disagree.
But they lose money on that.
Arizona iced tea would disagree.
They just raised their price, actually, just so you know. The guy couldn't do it anymore.
By how much?
It's $1.29 now.
And 30 cents in 30 years.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
right?
Is, but 30 cents in a year because it was 99 cents last year.
Okay, but what Bobby's saying, he's been around for 30+ fucking years, and he raised it 30 cents. Bro.
It's always been my 99 cent a can. But,
okay,
and he probably had to do that because the glass bottle probably went up.
At some point, everything is going to inflate.
I understand, but it's
the ratio. Like, I feel
Ryan, like, my wage is not going up at the same percentage.
And so to Bobby's very point, as everybody's been talking about, you know, the hot button topic, right, is minimum wage, right, in the regards to what Bobby just said. Here's the harsh reality, again, that listeners and the public writ large need to appreciate and get pissed about, which is these prices, to your point, Ryan, things will go up, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying
it will go up because of more money being printed. That's lever number one. But the reality is on Wall Street, the people that actually have, Bobby, you got some stocks. Ryan, you probably got some stocks, right? We all got the 401k, which is the biggest scam that was ever pulled. He's got Bitcoin, whatever.
Yeah, I do now.
All of those metrics,
lady.
Quarter after quarter, we got to grow. Nothing on this planet will grow in perpetuity forever until the end of time. But the desire for all of these rich fucks wanting more and more and more, these prices aren't just going up because that's natural. It's because of the extreme greed.
Sure.
And to Bobby's point, he's not getting any richer year over year. Right? What's your raise every year, Bobby? If you're lucky, 3-4%?
3% if I'm lucky. And then my CEO, if you guys want to do the research, got 45% in the same time period.
45%? Exactly. What did he do differently from the last year?
Nothing. $38 million to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's something seriously fucked up, and nobody is. When are we going to eat the rich? When are we going to go storm Occupy Wall Street for real?
It's not
going to
happen.
The Purge.
There's an idea.
Those movies are on Hulu.
It's crazy to me.
Dude, they're actually good movies, by the way. Birds are pretty fun.
The production value went up from first to the second one. You can tell they made money.
The first one was good, though.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying, like, they filmed it in a room, and then all of a sudden we're in a city.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Dude, I understand, but ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going to happen. People aren't going to do anything.
At what point does somebody our age become a politician of record or any kind of, you know,
but
like something meaningful, you mean?
There hasn't been anybody that has this thought. Everything's old money at this point.
Well, exactly. And that will never change because of how wealth estates work and the rich and how they pass that wealth on. That will never change. Because of they know things that the average working person doesn't know about how to set up estates properly and pass that wealth on without, you know, and I'm sure your dad's pretty savvy, right? He's pretty smart. But a lot of parents might not be. And so he's probably going to set something up so that you will be taken care of.
Sure.
But you're not going to get hit with all that inheritance tax.
My dad's shit's in a trust. He had to take my name off of everything, so
exactly.
could have it that way.
Exactly. And you could be an executor of that trust, right?
Yeah.
But if somebody just dies and says, in my will, I'm going to bequeath you, you know, everything I own, your tax burden is going to fuck you. And that's how other people, normal people, they don't see generational wealth. And I would have said, you know, when I was younger, maybe in the future, as a few generations died off, you know, maybe there's a hope in a future generation. Maybe there's a hope in the Fortnite, Minecraft, TikTok generation. But there isn't.
There's no hope.
And there will never be any hope.
$100,000 cars while going on live while their fucking friend breaks their arm and they film it.
They don't give a fuck about any of this. And can you blame them?
No.
Right? And so
there's no value in it.
There's no value in it. And there's just extreme apathy. And we're on the verge of that apathy. And so as long as we take these types of mindsets and the rich can keep passing that wealth down, guess what? It's generational oligarchy. It will continue king after queen after king after queen.
There's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately. And I think that, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but it's the truth. Like, the next generation that's going to inherit, you know, after us, the Gen Zs and the TikTokers and the Fortnite players and whatever.
I mean, I play Fortnite, full disclosure.
I mean, right? If you would have heard,
video game nerds.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, fine. Bobby and I were playing Call of Duty, and you should have heard the fucking kids we were playing against.
I bet.
It was, I mean, dude, nothing makes me feel older than listening to that. But I just don't think that nothing's going to change. And I had come to that realization actually pretty recently, in the last couple of years,
it's one of those things. I think you come to the realization when you realize that the two-party system is broken and that
exactly.
Third party can never get the votes. Because when was it? I don't even remember at this point, but I didn't like anybody, so I voted third party, hoping that they would get the equal amount the enough votes to get qualified.
It was 2016, wasn't it?
It was 2016.
Yeah, it was Trump versus Clinton. Mm-hmm. It was Joe Jorgensen was the third party.
Yep, and that's who I voted for.
You're just trying to get that third party in there so they can get the equal campaign funding for that third party.
Yeah,
they might have a chance at 2020, 2024, et cetera, and it doesn't, happen. And you're just like...
No, well, because all you hear is, a vote for the third party is a wasted vote.
Well, and then on top of that, look at what happened with RFK Jr. He was trying to do that, as were a few others. And then the minute it became a realization that there was no hope because the system is designed to not allow it to happen, then he just cut tail and joined one of the wings of the political spectrum. And at the end of the day,
can't beat him, join him.
I think Ice-T had the best tweet of anything I've ever seen on this topic. And this was years ago. I think it was actually during the Trump-Clinton campaign or election. Somebody made a comment on Twitter and he went off and was just basically like, They're wings on the same bird. You can pretend it's red versus blue.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not. It's all facade because once they get in, they're all wheeling and dealing together and they call it bipartisanship. But above all of them, even above the president, is a layer of rich fucks that you don't even know who their names are. You might some of them because their names pop up in the news, but there are like Bill Gates. Everybody knows Bill Gates.
Yeah, of course.
But there are layers of billionaires that are so obscenely wealthy that are controlling all of them directly.
And not one of them has become Batman yet.
Not one of them.
Sons of bitches.
Not one of them.
Not enough tragedy in their life.
Let's go kill their parents.
Or maybe there has been tragedy, and instead of doing something altruistic that
they went backwards.
They just became a maniac.
They're Al Man.
Mark Zuckerberg might be coming Batman. He is learning jiu-jitsu, which is only a step away from Krav Maga.
So we got him trying to be Batman and Elon trying to be Tony Stark. The difference is Tony actually knew how to make things.
I don't know. Did you see that rocket get fucking caught the other day?
I did. You know what? Do you think Elon made that? No, he hired a bunch of really, really smart engineers.
So what you're saying, he did a Tony Stark move and hired people smarter than himself.
Tony made everything that he did.
Also, he's a fictional character.
Yeah.
It's about as close as we can get.
He's an alcoholic.
That's very true.
He was a playboy philanthropist.
Drunk.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Definitely was a cokehead. They just didn't want to go there in Marvel.
No, I mean, I have the alcohol issue.
Yeah, me too.
He probably was.
He was probably doing lines.
He was doing some lines.
Like Marvel drawing in key bumps.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, key bumps?
An image comic thing.
Tony's not doing key bumps. Tony's doing fat rails off hookers' asses, dude. Not even hookers. He's doing it off like the highest level Playboy model.
Yeah.
Really? Give me your cock.
Which roadie, though?
The black one.
No, which one, though?
It's a big one.
Don Cheadle.
Roadie one or roadie two?
Yeah. Oh, we're going cinematic universe. I thought maybe there was a different roadie that I didn't know about in the comics.
No, roadie one or roadie two?
Yeah.
Oh, it's roadie one for sure. That's why he left.
would want to file a lawsuit.
Terrence Howard took the payoff.
He's like, I've been to white parties, and then I come over to Marvel. I'm not doing any more of these parties.
Oh, my God. There's like a Diddy party.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
I just don't give a fuck. You know what? Really, let me be honest. I just don't give a fuck
and,
anymore.
And you know,
I don't either anymore at this point.
I think the most of the people that don't show up at these rallies and don't complain and bitch on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and Instagram or whatever, Truth Social.
Plenty of fish.
Whatever the case may be, I think there's a general sense, I get a general sense, that the population at large in our country and maybe in other countries as well is so filled with apathy and that they've given up hope. They've given up any level of deep care. It's not that they don't care or that they're not concerned about the future for themselves or their families or whatever. I think they just feel so powerless and hopeless that they've come to the point where you're at, where you're just like, I feel this way too, right? Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not even going to bother. Like, what is the point?
Yeah.
And on the flip side of that statement is that's exactly what they want.
I know, but they've beaten us up to that point.
But the point is,
where
they've worn us down.
You go on the internet, and the problem is, it's like, and I know we've made our living off the internet almost the last decade here on this network, and it's not everybody should have a voice. And it's not even the fact that everybody shouldn't have a voice. It's that if we've talked about this before, if the three, or even when Brian's here, the four of us disagree on a subject, I don't fucking instantly hate you and call you names. That there is no Discord for discussion anymore. That it is either my way. If you don't believe what I am, you're a racist, you're a Nazi, you're sexist, you're all these different things. Cause you're just like, you know, whatever the topic is on the internet, it's if you're not for those things, you're against those things, and you're
it's
just
not
like,
black and white,
and that's not the way this world works. And no. I think that's where we're, you know, we've always talked about that everything in government is to push you to be segregated from the other people because they don't want the people having the power anymore. So how do you do that? You have to put a divide in it. And what is the divide? What is the divisive thing that is going to make you go?
Yep.
You know, it's bingo. Like, you know.
They've divided us. It's like the first rule of war or art in the art of war is like, right, break down communications. Well, we did that to ourselves.
Yeah.
And certainly foreign actors that have created botnets to amplify certain things have made it worse. And then the second is just to divide them beyond that layer and then conquer them. That's what's happened. We haven't been the United States of America for a long fucking time.
Since at least 2001.
And I think what maybe listeners like that might be in other regions of the world may not understand or appreciate is the sheer scale and size of our country. And if you overlaid on a proper projection of a map, how big our country
compared to,
it would swallow all of the EU and then some. And that's without even grabbing Alaska and pulling it into the mix. And so what you really have is a bunch of countries that kind of, because of how people congregate in most cases, like attracts like.
Yep.
Like-mindedness attracts like-mindedness, which is why you get such crazy shit out of certain states in the union.
And then when states swing, it all magically becomes like the weirdest thing in the world. It's like, how did Arizona go from, you know?
Because population changed.
Yeah,
because people from California moved here.
But they act like it's such like a big thing that like a populace can change their mind.
Right.
Based on a region.
And realistically, where I was going with that is, you know, this was an experiment. It was this whole thing that we do here and have done for 270 some odd years now or whatever the
like
fuck. My math sucks.
1776. What are we at now?
I don't know. You're the math whiz. Figure it out.
72.
You know, maybe the experiment has ran its course. Maybe we are on that downswing. And I hate to think that that's true, but maybe. We aren't and haven't been the United States. Maybe it's time to think about what's next. Maybe you draw some new lines and you break it up.
It'll never happen.
Maybe not in our lifetime, but on this trajectory,
the way that the Electoral College and all that stuff has to work needs to be transformed.
I would agree 100%.
The fact of the matter is, a populist vote the way they were doing it before made sense because it was like horse and buggy to carry the votes wherever you got. We have instant technology now and everything else that, you know, we all three of us could have a pizza at our door from seven different spots in 10 seconds. How come we can't vote that way? Or why does it take so long to tabulate? Why doesn't the populist vote matter?
It should be instant fucking-taneous.
Well, other countries have already made digital voting and it has proven to work. Now, is that susceptible to bad actors? 100%, right? But there's new technologies on the way that could totally enable that.
Well, everything digital more secure. It comes with different problems, you know, like someone could hack the fucking system.
Well, that's my point, right? Whatever, but there is technology literally on the cusp that can solve that from a cybersecurity. It exists today. It's just not widely known about in the public make hacking impossible.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Just in general, it was just like, even with the last election, how long it actually took to get results because, you know, we have to hand count and then,
so,
you know,
stupid.
The one thing with the hanging chads and all that.
Oh, back when 2000.
Yeah, you start going to that and what, Al Gore won the popular vote but lost the election?
Because of the electoral. Now, there's an argument to be made, you know, and the founding fathers thought about this of what happens when popularity becomes the thing that people rally behind. But what they couldn't have foreseen was the sheer amount of money injected into these campaigns.
Yeah.
The media that we have today, they barely had the goddamn printing press. Right.
Yeah.
And we have podcasts and we have TikToks.
I always wonder that, like, and this is the other thing. It's like you talk about media and media exposure. You see Kamala Harris is the darling of the media now. And she's showing up on Howard Stern. She's on like all these podcasts.
And Trump's doing the same thing.
I'm only going off of what I know. Like, I didn't know. But you know what I mean? It's like, okay, now, like, are we getting overexposed? Like, you know, there's 100%. Not equal time. There's. And what's going on? And the other thing that I'm seeing with these, it's always like, it would be like me interviewing one of you two or one of you two interviewing me. You know, it's like, you're going to get the buddy-buddy interview. You're not getting anything difficult.
I will say, I agree with you, Bobby, but I will say just so, do you, Ryan, watch the Sean Ryan show or listen to the Sean Ryan show?
Dude, I disassociate myself with any of that shit.
No, he's right in your wheelhouse.
I probably still won't listen to him.
He gets Bitcoin for plenty of fish also.
No, in terms of who he is, former like special operatives.
Oh,
guy.
I know who it is.
So,
I just don't.
Anyways,
want to listen to
he
shit.
Recently did an episode. Trump went on his podcast, and what I like about him in particular is the same thing I like about Rogan is that they will bring on a wide range, an array of people with different perspectives, different
that's
viewpoints.
How it's supposed
and
to
that's
be.
How it should be. Yes. And they just ask questions and let them speak. Now,
then Rogan gets chastised, and
Now I will say. People are human. Sean Ryan it seems like a very decent human being, but he has explicitly stated, you know, I have biases and I bring those to the table. Rogan has said the same thing. Yeah. Now Trump has said he's going to go on Rogan. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw Kamala is going to go on Rogan.
Jesus.
So what I guess my point is people have tuned out of the mainstream media because of the vitriol for the last 8 years around both sides painting the other side's preferred mainstream media as being the devil, so to speak.
You listen to CNN. Oh, you listen to Fox. Oh, you do this. You do that.
And there's truth to it because it's mass manipulation at its core.
Because it's not news anymore.
It's not news.
It's legitimately whatever spin they want to put on it.
Correct.
It's tabloids. It's
tabloids. It's no different than the Sun. And so I'm happy to see that they're going out on some of these non-mainstream. But even Rogan and Sean Ryan. Hell, even the fucking Hawk 2 girl, right? The amount of impressions and subscribers that they have is enormous. The reach that they have is enormous. And
it's 24/7.
And it's 24/7. So at what point is it just so oversaturated and...
Dude, I cut it all out, dude. I don't give a fuck about any of it.
It's so hard to avoid.
I don't listen to any of it. I don't look, dude. I don't have.
I'm not any expecting anybody
up.
To listen to it. But the fact is, you're the minority in this.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that.
You know what I mean? And
I ebb and flow. I've cut it out for a while this year.
I'm the same way. Like, look, I used to. I used to love like John Oliver and some of those shows because I thought it was interesting. Then they all went to like low hanging fruit and like listening to Jimmy Kimmel talk and like Dave Bautista, like doing boxing things and talking about how Trump is not a real fighter. I'm like, dude, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit who Taylor Swift endorsed. I don't give a shit.
I do not care.
But there are people that do care.
Yeah, there are people that literally listen to that.
And it's just like, this is like the noise gospel that is getting out
there. Not even that they listen to it. It's because people have such an emotional attachment to these people that live larger than life lives because of their celebrity.
You listen to a billionaire tell you who they want you to vote for, you're a fucking moron.
Or anybody in the public spectrum like that. At the end of the day, like, judge a person on their character, how they speak, how they behave, how they act. Make an informed decision for yourself.
And that's always been the thing. Like, I've said that, I think, last year. It's like, I vote my checkbook.
Yep.
I've always voted my checkbook. You know what I mean? Like, how am I doing?
My livelihood means more to me than a lot of things.
And, so, you know, it's just always like, you know, I've heard people be like, well, you know, women's rights are important to you because you're your daughter. And you're absolutely right. They're important to me. But you guess what? If something was to happen to her and something was banned here that I couldn't do something about, I would figure out a way to get it done.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about a dude that used to get drugs and everything else his whole fucking life. If enough research is done, I could figure out how to get something done. And do I agree with everything that's happened when it comes to it? No. But is it going to be the sole reason I vote one way or the other? No, it's not either, because when you go to these things and you get these one lined, like, Kamala Harris, blah, 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 you know, released an immigrant who raped and murdered somebody. And that's like the byline. Is that one of the bylines?
Yeah.
Like, those are the commercials and shit that you hear. And
Kamala,
you
know, let 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder roam free in our country. On this one,
But those are the things, like, those are their talking points, and that's the shouting thing. And I think the thing that gets me upset is, like, I don't know what anybody's doing that's going to make my life better.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, secure the border. I didn't know border was a thing. I where I'm from in New York was 30 minutes away from Montreal. You know how our economy was stimulated in Plattsburgh, New York, because the Canadians would come down to the mall every fucking Saturday and buy everything. When you close the borders down and people aren't able to come spend the Canadian dollar, which is super inflated, to come buy U.S. products and take them back.
What's the peso to a dollar?
1 billion to one.
No, I don't know what it is, but I've recently had to start learning.
Peso?
Just the conversions.
But you know what I mean? Like, when you would see that where it would stimulate the economy. And it's almost the same way for the U.S. to Mexico. Like, we would go down and there'd be free trade. You know, people would always go down. Why are you going down to Mexico? I'm going to go get this done. I'm going to go get this. I'm going to go buy this because it's cheaper down there.
$19 or 19.82 pesos is $1.
20 to 1. Not bad.
Almost 20 to 1.
And like I said, I think the Canadian dollar is like $1.60, $1.70 for $1.
Which has actually gotten better for them, because about 5 years ago, it looks like it was about 25 to 1. So it ebbs and flows just like anything. But
when they talk about opening and closing borders, I miss the days of us not having to have a passport to go to countries that we were connected to.
Sure. And now you got to start. I think they pushed it back. But now there's going to be new fees for U.S. Citizens included, for going to like any of the EU countries. There's going to be a new fee that you have to pay to get
a visa. Maybe that's the fee you're paying, Ryan.
To get a visa.
I don't think Japan's doing that, but
no. You're talking about the plane ticket. All the
fucking stupid.
Yeah, now I thought it was supposed to go into effect, I thought, this year or next, but they may have deferred it and pushed it out.
And maybe I understand that when you're going overseas and all that other stuff.
Sure.
It's like a tourist tax, but the thing is, when you're allowing Canadians and Mexicans to go back and forth across the border, it's just like, okay, well, criminals come from everywhere. Like,
sure,
from inside. And I had this conversation, ironically, with my mom, because I told her I might have to take a trip, down to Mexico here in the near future. And she's like, well, just be careful. And, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff. And I go, Mom, stop listening to the goddamn news. There's bad shit that happens everywhere. Pick a country, throw a dart. Like,
I would assume Juarez is probably not a real nice place
to visit. Listen, I'm
not. Like, maybe like Syria is probably not a bad place to be this time of year.
I actually use Syria as an example. But my point is, you can go to Glendale here.
I think you can go anywhere. You're also talking about percentages of like, you know, like, I'm sure the percentage is higher in Juarez to get stabbed than it is than going to Glendale, Arizona.
Bro, there's probably a higher percentage of going to fucking Albuquerque or Detroit. My point is, there's bad people anywhere in the world.
Sure.
Stop painting certain populations with a brushstroke saying that just because they come from a place, they're fucking shitheads. They're shitheads everywhere.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying, I think you've got to look at, you know, they're not talking about, usually, at least from what I've seen, the border issue isn't so much the Mexican people that are coming through. It's the
other ones that are coming through.
Yes.
And I get that.
I think that's what they're talking about. I mean, as far as I know.
But the fact is, like, but again, when you're closing the border off, it just looks weird because, again, I grew up in Europe for 3 years. That's not a thing. You get on a train and you go across the border. And it's like state to state. And I realize it's a smaller area, but you could go country to country in a thing in hours on trains.
Well, and what you're referring to, though, Bobby, is kind of like what I was saying, right? It's like if you look at the United States and each state is its own country, we can kind of do that. But there are certain states where crossing in, guess what? Going into California, depending on the day.
You got any fruit and vegetables?
You got any fruit? They'll stop you.
I haven't been stopped. Only fruit I got in the car, Steve.
Ha! You're probably not going to get stopped going from like Switzerland to France. Is my point,
you know?
And I'm of the opinion people got to just look. You're not going to change the hearts and minds of every type of person on this planet.
No, I changed everyone's mind tonight, and they know it.
Yeah. But when do we step back,
Bitcoin,
and really realize that we got one rock and we're on it? And we're all in this shit storm together, and we got to figure out how to play in the sandbox nicely.
Look at all the bullshit happening in the Middle East. Look at all the bullshit. It ain't ever going to happen,
no,
bro.
No, it's not. Because, again, the rich are here to divide us, and it's always going to happen. And the bottom line is
Stone Cold said so?
Yes. At the end of the day, it's all about Stone
Cold.
Austin
316.
He doesn't believe in CTEs.
I saw that.
I fucking saw that.
I don't believe in concussions. What I say? What?
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 At the end of the day, you know, this whole election season is going to come and go, and we're going to have the same discussions 2 years from now when it's, you know, whatever election comes up, and 4 years from now when the presidential thing comes up again. And all you can do is be better as an individual person and take people's opinions as their opinions and don't make them feel like shit for having them. And everything doesn't have to be an argument when it comes down to it.
You know what you just kind of said, Bobby? Gosh, Steve.
What?
Hit the red button. Hit the yellow button.
Hit them all.
Hit all the buttons.
Out my ears.
Wrong button. No.
I still don't have Steve.
I can hear myself.
I can't hear you. Maybe it's... Go ahead.
Ryan, can you hear?
I hear him fine.
What I was going to say is what you just outlined, Bobby, is very simple. It's the golden rule. Do unto
it's not
others.
Gay in a three-way?
No, do unto others as you'd want them to do unto you. Like, yeah, it's from scripture, but regardless of the scripture, it still holds true. Just treat people how you want to be treated with dignity and respect. Is that so much to ask? Do you want to be punched in the face, Mike?
We can punch you in the face after we're done, Mike.
He's a masochist.
Yeah. He loves it.
Take off your glasses, camp. Like, punch a girl in glasses.
Punch me in the wiener. I love it.
Ugh.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Right in his wiener. He said, punch me right in the wiener.
You guys can punch him in the wiener when you see him. He likes it.
He said he loves it.
Mikey loves a good cock punch.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey will eat anything.
Oh.
And the bottom line is, again, just be better as a person. That's all we can be. This election's going to come and go, and we're still all going to be fucked at the end of the day.
Without Diddy Lube.
Without thousands of bottles of baby oil.
Ooh.
So with that, we'll call this one good. And thank you guys for listening.
Can't wait to leave all these brochures on this desk.
Bye-bye.